Unit 2. Exercise 9.
That's very interesting, Viviana. I'd like to go on and discuss the history of fashion illustration. Could you tell me more about the role of fashion illustration over the centuries?
Of course. Well, you see, illustration has almost completed a full cycle. It used to be the most important tool for communicating styles to customers until it was almost completely replaced by photography. But now it's popular again.
How did fashion illustration begin? Was it used for advertising?
Not really. In the 16th century, illustrations were included in society papers at the French and Spanish royal courts. Some very good artists were commissioned to paint high society women wearing popular styles. Many were produced as engravings, you know, when they trace a design on something like copper and then transfer it to paper.
I see. So when did illustration become an essential part of fashion promotion?
It was Paul Poiret who first used illustration to promote his designs. He used to commission limited editions of artists' illustrations of his designs and publish them as albums. These albums were promoted as pure artwork, but they also brought customers into the atelier.
That was about the same time that the fashion magazine La Gazette du Bon Ton was launched. Which illustration styles did that publication prefer to use?
Oh, many artists contributed to La Gazette du Bon Ton. Maybe two of the best known were Georges Barbier and Umberto Brunelleschi. They used wood blocks for printing, similar to the technique used in Japanese prints.
How interesting. Much later, in the 1930s, the photographic camera replaced illustration in fashion magazines. Was that the end of illustration in fashion?
Well, historians have called it the death of fashion illustration, and Vogue and other magazines certainly preferred photographs to illustrations. But the fashion industry revitalized illustration in the 1980s, and some innovative lifestyle magazines like ID mixed it with photography in a dramatically modern way. It was as if illustration and photography had finally found a way to exist together.
Are illustrations today found only in magazines?
Oh, no. Actually, they're everywhere, in fashion magazines and as advertising campaigns as well. One famous department store in New York used illustration in an advertising campaign in the 1990s, and it was very successful.
And are the illustrations we see today very different from those in the early 20th century?
Absolutely. Today you can see all kinds of techniques used, from hand-drawn to computer-generated. The important thing is that illustration continues to tell the story of fashion.
Viviana, thank you for sharing your expertise with us. It's been fascinating to learn more about fashion illustration.
You're welcome.